The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
We're closing out the second season of the Speed of Sound with one of the greatest artists of our time, Mr. Ryan Adams. His albums of heartache have been the soundtrack to so many people's lives over the years, but none may be as dark and as personal as his latest, Prisoner. I caught up with Ryan while he was driving through an LA rainstorm to talk about the LP's songs, sounds, and a little bit of politics, too. I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.
I can wait a thousand years, my love, and wait for you. And I can stand in just one place, my love, and never know.
You did release a song called Doomsday the mere hours before the inauguration, so.
Yeah.
Have you been getting any comments back from, the less liberal fans about that choice?
I mean, there's the normal kind of thing where somebody will want to say something hurtful and purposely, like, cruel or rude to me about my choices, or that I should not speak up about politics because I'm a musician or an entertainer. Recently, actually, strangely, people go like, I don't agree with your politics, but I love your music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, that's civility. Like, I haven't seen that before. And I've actually seen that at least two or three times. But I'm really suspect of that. I'm like, wow, like, okay, so you support this, but you're being civil and you're trying to, like, be nice to me. And I immediately think this has to be a Russian operative. The general vibe that I'm getting from most of the people I know is they're completely shocked, like, considering the way that he's spoken about women. You know, like, I'm a guitar player, and, like, I don't know anyone that talks like that.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
But then the other stuff, too, where you go, like, wow, like, you have super conflicts of interest to be the president. This guy kind of is sort of feeding people this information that I think that they want if they're angry, but I don't know if the people that voted for him realize that very soon they'll be affected in a way that they could never understand.
Sure.
I mean, this guy's a billionaire. I don't feel like he has the interest of some blue-collar worker in middle America in mind.
You're painting a very great picture. I think now I understand how we started with the word doomsday. So
doomsday was about disappointment. And it was also because the guitars, the way they sounded, because I spent a great deal of time listening to the Def Leppard album Hysteria.
Love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it on.
Like, I'd written a song, but I was like, God, how do I make my strats sound like they're made out of, like, lasers? As a guy that kind of came from post-punk, that would be, like, the kind of music that I probably would most identify with. I mean, although I'm a genuine metalhead in my civilian life, I felt like the kind of stuff that I was saying would benefit me from going there. But also, that's the way my guitar playing kind of is. It's someplace between whatever I've ever picked up from Bob Mould and Husker Du, and however it sort of correlated back, at least in my electric guitar playing, how it related back to the stuff I remember listening to on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about you, baby, but on my mind. Why can't I feel your love? My heart must be mine.
You talk about, you know, I mean, it's no secret, you know, your metalhead civilian life, as you put it. What's kept you writing these type of songs, however you want to categorize whatever, you know, the rock, you know? And
I don't think I have the attention. I mean, I can do it, and I've written some really cool, I mean, I jam metal stuff all the time with the boys down at Pac Sam, and we've recorded some really cool sounding stuff. But I think metal takes, like, an endurance and an attention span, if you're going to play good metal, that goes far deeper than maybe what I have. And also, it's, even though it's what I naturally love to listen to, because there's escapism and fantasy and time travel, and that also that good, that big, doomy, awesome feel sometimes to the music. It's very pagan and esoteric, and I'm happily identify myself as both of those things. As I think it appeals to me in that way, it feels like I'm going on a field trip into, like, I don't know, like I'm in, all of a sudden I'm in the movie Aliens or something.
Welcome to my haunted house. I live here alone and no one else. It's the last house I've
Yeah, but your music's real. I mean, when I hear your songs, I at least know that what you're talking about, whether it's, you know, cloaked in a story or it's a more personal record, as this one seems to be, I always feel that it's a real statement that you're saying. And you don't get that from, you know, a lot of people.
I have two things to say about that. One is, we don't know for a fact if actually my music is real, because we don't know the actual fundamental nature of reality yet, which is awesome. But the other thing is I certainly mean it. One time someone was saying, like, oh man, it's so weird. Like, I was trying to cover your song and I couldn't figure out how to do it. It's like, what are you doing when you're capo in the third fret? And like, you do this thing where you go into A, and it might've just been like a fan or someone. I remember this one specific time, and I jokingly said this thing, but it, maybe it's true, as I was like, you have to mean it.
Mr. Ryan Adams, whose Prisoner LP is available everywhere. For more of my interviews, head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.